From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Tuesday, September 16th. The town of Paradise has a new interim leader. As of yesterday, Mike O'Brien is serving as interim town manager. O'Brien is a familiar face in the region. He's a Chico City Council member, former Chico police chief, and currently heads the Butte Interagency Narcotics Task Force. According to reporting by Action News Now, Mayor Steve Crowder said O'Brien's leadership experience and local ties make him well-suited to guide Paradise while the council searches for a permanent manager. O'Brien says he's honored to serve and wants to help the community continue its comeback after the camp fire. In California's Sierra National Park, sprinklers appear to have saved some trees in McKinley Grove from the Garnet Fire in Fresno County. The grove is home to some of the world's tallest and oldest sequoias. KVPR's Carrie Klein brings us this report from the front lines of the fire.
These water pumps and sprinklers have been running around the clock in McKinley Grove for more than a week, and they appear to have worked. John Regelbrugge is an administrator with the Sierra National Forest.
We've had basically 100% success.
Near the sprinklers, no sequoias appear to have died. That includes baby trees and the monarchs that are 2,000 to 3,000 years old. Dirk Charlie is a tribal liaison with the U.S. Forest Service. He's also a member of the Dunlap Tribe of Mono Indians.
This is good. This is something good I can report back to the tribes on.
However, only a fraction of the 300-acre grove received sprinklers. The drier parts in steeper terrain may not have been so fortunate. Those will be assessed later when conditions are safer. I'm Carrie Klein in the Sierra National Forest.
California has joined a network of other western states, Canadian provinces, and territories to strengthen its wildfire response. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Northwest Wildland Firefighting Compact was established nearly 30 years ago. Its purpose is to share resources, technology, and expertise when wildfires exceed the capacity of any single jurisdiction. California is now the 13th member. Officials say the move comes in response to federal cuts to the U.S. Forest Service. Joining provides the state direct support during major wildfires and also gives CAL FIRE crews valuable experience working with units in other regions. California has expanded its firefighting ranks in recent years and plans to add thousands more over the next 4 years. Climatologists warn hotter and drier years are ahead due to global warming that will place more demand on firefighting agencies across the West. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
The Chico City Council meets tonight. Two big items on the agenda are possible weekend and holiday closures in Lower Bidwell Park and the city's alternative camping site. Public Works will present findings from a six-month trial in the park of closing South Park and Peterson Drives on weekends and holidays. Staff is recommending the roads reopen daily. Council will also revisit the alternative site for unhoused residents, a discussion that was prompted by safety concerns raised by a neighbor at the council's last convening. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. Legislators approved a bill over the weekend, including a measure allowing Kern County to approve oil and gas well permits without further environmental review. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaina has more.
The bill allows the approval of well permits as long as they comply with the county's own zoning ordinance. That means individual permits won't have to go through California's Environmental Quality Act review process to move forward. Republican Senator Shannon Grove supported the bill. Her district encompasses a large part of Kern County.
We're excited that the bill is moving forward to let us put oil in the pipelines to go to the refineries to stabilize the fuel prices in the state of California.
Colin Kretzman is an attorney for the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity. He describes the bill as a drill baby drill policy for California.
Rather than trying to drill our way out of this, we need to move as quickly as possible away from fossil fuel industries and pass policies that, rather than lock us into more fossil fuel production, lead the way to cleaner, just transition.
The bill must be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom by October 12th in order to become law. Manola Sakaita, CAP Radio News.
And UC Berkeley is turning over the names of 160 students, faculty, and staff to the Trump administration as part of a federal probe into anti-Semitism on campus. According to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, UC Berkeley shared the names with the federal government in August, along with their potential connection to reports of alleged anti-Semitism. The campus says the information was shared at the direction of the University of California's Office of the President. The Department of Education has launched dozens of federal probes targeting universities and some school districts across the country. A UC Berkeley lawyer sent letters to people whose names and information was shared earlier this month, informing them of the move. The letter said the federal government's investigation is ongoing, and UC Berkeley could be obligated to share more names and information. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, September 16th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Knutson.